You make the funny, Cuccio. I like
the funny. Mm-hmm. Mind you, I like the funny I make better than like the funny you make.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Nope.
Thank you for telling me, but I know what you mean.
Yes, but you're in. We can expect another attack at any time. And we may not escape that one.
Makers of Jungle Oats and Black Cat Peanut Butter bring you the incredible adventures of the most amazing man of our time, Jet Jungle, and his black leopard, Jupiter. A fantastic pair who fearlessly fight evil wherever they find it. Tonight, Project Far Star.
When the world is trouble and you need a mighty friend who will come on the jungle
the Jet Jungle Club yet? You get a super badge, membership certificate, free copy of Jet's newsletter, Jungle Talk, and lots of other surprises. Listen carefully. Send your name, address, age, and date of birth together with a 35-cent postal order and a Jungle Oats box top or copy to Jet Jungle Club, P.O. Box 9860, Johannesburg. Remember, your name, address, age, and date of birth with a 35-cent postal order and a Jungle Oats box top or copy to Jet Jungle Club, P.O. Box 9860, Johannesburg. And don't forget to enjoy Jet every day. A delicious bowl of hot Jungle Oats.
I'm not so sure of that, Jet.
I'm not so sure of what, Spaghetti?
Well, let me put it this way. You were able to go out there and fight that spaceship, no?
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe that they have other spaceships, that these ships will have any other kind of weapons, so we know now what to expect.
Mm-hmm, perhaps.
Yes, not perhaps about it, my friend. As long as you are able to get out there each time and bend the barrels of the guns backwards into the spaceships, then we are okay, eh?
Except for one thing.
What? I have solved the problem. We have no need to discuss it further.
Spaghetti, what if we're attacked by more than one of their spaceships at the same time, you know?
Yeah, by three or four, all firing their lightning guns at us?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to try and work that one out. Or maybe Sam goes out on Space Force with you and she bends the barrels back.
Spaghetti, I was only just able to do it. Sam couldn't.
Yeah. These spaceships of ours, dear, they have no armament.
No, Spaghetti, this is an exploratory project, as I said.
Yeah. Then, my friend, we make sure that we do not become involved with more than one of their nasty little spaceships at a time.
How?
That's your problem.
Why?
Because you lead the project. Project Faster, that's why.
Oh, I know what you're thinking, Spaghetti, and although you usually crack funnies about getting back to Orion's Peak, I wonder... The whole point being, this is an exploratory mission. It doesn't involve just us, Spaghetti. It involves four American astronauts as well in Far Star 2 and 3, docked into us. Look, have we the right to muck them around? Take them to their death, perhaps?
And it is something else as well. Jet, we are involved, I agree. And this little woman, this cat, now sleeps there in the contour chair. She has told us that there is something going on in the stars, but this does not threaten Earth. You're right. Do we have the right to interfere there? What do you think?
I think we do have, yes, Spaghetti. You know, wherever I find evil, I fight it, you know this, whether it's on land, under the seas, on Earth, or beyond the stars.
Okay, and I agree with you. But what of Project Far Star itself? Now, the astronauts, I'm sure, will be most annoyed if the project has to be aborted. But have you the right to chance their lives?
I don't know, Spaghetti. I'll check, anyway.
Yeah, what will you do?
I'm going to try and get in contact with Earth, Spaghetti. We're a tremendous distance from it. Normal radio contact is cut. With Project Far Star headquarters, I mean, the mission control, but I'll try.
And get their permission to carry on.
That's right.
And if they say no? You know what I mean. There is evil up there. The little girl cat, she says so. Well, what do you make? To go home and... What about her planet, Armageddon? And don't forget, Project Fausta is to investigate Armageddon. So it comes to the same thing.
Yes. All right, so the decision is mine, I guess.
Yeah, I think so, Jet.
One thing I must do, though, Spaghetti, is to square things with the astronauts, the Yanks. They have the right to know what Project Farstar can expect.
Let me think. Once the man Jungle and his friends arrive here, we shall, I think, be able to dispose of them. But they're here, Armageddon. And if we should make a mistake, they are here. So, they destroyed somehow our battleship, the spaceship that fires the simulated lightning. What other weapons do we have? Here we have our landmass itself, the terrain, the swamps, and the creatures. But I am afraid. Yes, I admit it. I am afraid to let them get this far.
What can we do?
I must attack them while they yet come. How far from us now?
I will check. Robot voice, scan and report, please, on progress of Earth Project Fasta.
Project Fasta is half a day from Armageddon.
Half of one day from Armageddon. There is one weapon, the sound weapon. Works here on our planet to protect us from the savage animals that sometimes attack us. It cannot work on us. It cannot work on Earthlings. But animals? If we are able to project the sound weapon at this Project Farstar, we are able then to work on an animal. What animal have they with them?
The black leopard.
Exactly. Now, the concentration of sound at high decibels, at a very high sound, it cannot be heard by human ears. But it can be heard by an animal. This might turn the animal of Jet Jungle mad.
Yes.
The animal is confined in Project Farstar 1, the command ship. Should it go mad from the sound in its mind from which it cannot escape? What will it do? It will turn on all those in the Earthman's command ship.
Yes.
It will attack them, perhaps kill them, even its own master, Jet Jungle. Even if they subdue the animal, it will cause damage, injury, and perhaps death. The project will be abandoned.
Yes.
So be it, then. Consult the robot. Ascertain if the sound can be projected that distance into the spaceships of the Earthmen.
Sound can be projected into the ships of Earthmen.
Good. Project it, then.
And that is the position. I don't know how you chaps feel about it.
Jet, what?
In a moment, Doctor, in a moment.
I see.
Look, I've had agreement from you two chaps in Farstar 2. How do you feel about it in Farstar 3? Let's have your thoughts, please.
Well, I don't know. I can't speak for Hank here, but like you said, those guys attacked us first with that lightning thing. I don't feel like running back to Earth with my tail between my legs. Hank?
Sure thing. Look, all matter with it. We're with you all along the line, Jet.
All right, thank you, Farstar 2 and 3, so we continue on our way, huh?
Yeah, you feel happy now.
Well, I'm glad the men are with me, Spaghetti, but we're going to run into trouble. The kind of trouble that most men will have no idea how to deal with.
Yeah, but you can.
Well, I've got to, haven't I?
Yeah.
What is the trouble, Jet? I'm sorry, I was tired, and I had a most pleasant sleep. I missed most of what was going on.
No big problem, Dr. Kent, just a matter of a decision. A decision as to whether we call this project off or not. But I am prepared to go through with it.
And so am I.
Thank you, Doctor.
Yeah, but we had to consult the astronauts as well, that is all.
And Sam will want to see it through as well. Spaghetti?
Yeah, I don't think we wake her yet. You know, we must get some sleep soon, and she will have to stay on guard, as it is.
We'll stay up with her as well.
Thank you.
And what other weapons will they send at us?
That's something I can't answer, Doctor.
What about you, little kid? What do you think?
I'm not sure. Professor Valetti, I know only that the astral beings are warlike. They are evil. They will not rest until you are destroyed.
Yeah, but you have no idea what they might send at us.
I cannot think. They have certain weapons on Armageddon. Weapons with which they destroyed many of my kind. The true rulers of Armageddon. fire guns, lightning guns. No, I cannot think what they might try against us.
Oh, just have to face it when it comes, that's all.
Yeah, that's so. Little kid, when they attack again, you must understand that I'm not a coward. But I do like someone to hold my hand. You are elected.
Thank you.
There was a man, a black cat. You jailed us, Jupiter, this lovely woman she makes to hold my hand. Kit, if you wish for a rehearsal, you can take my hand now. Now listen, Jupiter. You get so jealous. I go out into space and find a miniature black leopard. A lady leopard for you, huh?
The animal seems restless.
Just a little, yes. Here, boy. Jupiter, come here. Come on. That's a good boy. What's the matter, huh? Space travel upsetting you a bit, huh? It must be you. Well, you just stay next to me. Hey, come on. That's a good boy. There we go.
I think this is a most lovely animal. Yeah. On Armageddon, there are strange creatures that are terrible.
Yeah, you like to describe them to us, Kent.
Yes.
Kent, you may as well describe the whole place to us. If we're going to land there and fight Norden and the astral beings, we may as well know what faces us.
Of course. It is very much like Earth, in parts. But we, the true rulers of Armageddon, lived in only one part of the planet.
You live in the open?
In the open, yes.
Well, the atmosphere must be very much like ours, then.
I think so. We have domes which are lowered over our cities when the astral storms come.
Kit, you have forgot.
No, there are such domes.
But you have forgot to hold my hand, little one.
You are nice.
Yeah, gotcha. And now you may continue.
The astral storms are very big and very fierce, but the domes keep them out. Our terrain is mountainous, but our city lies in a valley between mountains. On either side of us, beyond the mountains, are the heat valleys, the swamps, where the strange creatures live, the killer animals.
And what do they look like?
Hard to describe. There is one we call the Kark. It is big, has scales, horns, like, I think, the rhinoceros on Earth.
Yes.
But it also has teeth, long teeth, to bite and tear with them, and claws.
Jupiter will take him in the second round, the knockout. How big is this Kark?
It is one of the smallest. It stands about 5 meters high.
Jupiter, maybe you take him on points in the 15th. Hey, Jet, what's wrong with Jupiter? He shakes his head from side to side. You have a toothache, Jupiter. Jet? Is he sick?
When a man gets to be 9 or 10, he's growing far. And that's just when he needs the stuff that builds a man.
Black cat peanut butter.
Yes, Black Cat peanut butter is made from pure, rich peanuts. It's packed with energy-giving goodness. And the taste, well, children love it.
Black Cat peanut butter. It's the energy-giving sandwich bread. It's the greatest taste right next to bread. It's the one that helps you get ahead. Black Cat peanut butter.
Is Jupiter sick, Jet?
I don't think so, Jupiter. Something worrying you, boy? Something's worrying him. Jupiter? Jupiter?
Sir, you're a dog. What did you like about Dogmore dog food?
It's the gravy.
That's right. Dogmore balanced dog food. It's gravy-coated.
Listen every night, Monday to Friday, to the adventures of Jet Jungle, the fittest man in the world. Project Firestar was brought to you by the makers of Black Cat Peanut Butter and Jungle Oats.